Hello and welcome everyone. This is Stephanie Gross and I'm a staff member here at the Clairvoyance Center of Hawaii. Hello. Are you out there?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. We have students coming in from everywhere tonight. This morning, this afternoon. And again, welcome. I'm here with Kathy. Kathy is my space holder. So you guys can say hi to Kathy. She just kind of keeps the space grounded.
Hey, Bobby. Hi, Kathy. Hello. Hi, y'all.
All right. And I'm going to go ahead and get started right away because these 30-minute meditations, they go by so quickly. So just to go over some logistics, if you have any sound issues at any time during the 30-minute meditation, you can go ahead and push 2 on your keypad, and that just lets us know something's happening. I also want to say hello to downloaders. We have a lot of bodies here tonight, but some people could not make it, so they will receive the download as well as you. So, yeah, I just wanted to welcome them as well. Yeah, so welcome again to the New Moon, New Year meditation. And actually, the new moon is not for a couple more days, but I thought it would be great to do it a couple days before. That way we can you can actually listen to the meditation more than one time. Yeah, so you have that option if you'd like to. And actually, I've also set it up where you guys can also listen to the meditation during other new moons, so you can kind of work the energy any month of the year. And so let's get comfortable. Let's find a nice space and get vertical. So if you could be sitting with your spine straight, that's always great. If you can't, that's okay too. It's just a little bit easier sometimes if we're not vertical. We have a tendency to fall asleep sometimes. Yeah, so again, if you just got here, welcome to our meditation. And I've set the classroom up. It's kind of a winter wonderland. So you guys can go ahead and close your eyes and just imagine. Imagine a winter wonderland, a huge old growth forest, rhododendrons, ferns. Yeah, Oregon gray, just different varieties of plants, trees. And there's just a small coating of snow because here in the northern hemisphere, it's winter. Yeah. So just kind of check it out. We're actually in a clearing in the middle of the woods. It's the perfect temperature. You're nice and cozy. We also have a bonfire going. There's a cozy crackling fire. So you can sit in front of the fire. You might notice a stream. And I want you to kind of make it your setting. Whatever works for you, what would bring you serenity or calmness? You can just kind of add it to the forest here. Yeah, there's no birds. There's no animals. It's super quiet except for that crackling of the fire or maybe that the stream. Yeah, and get nice and comfortable. Whew. Nice. So new moons are all about new beginnings. So what new things do you want to create this year? And so I kind of wanted to talk about this before we kind of work some of the energy, but is it a new relationship that you've been kind of focusing on? And you're going to notice that you have different intentions from anybody else that's here. So everybody's intentions and what they're working on might be a little bit different or have a little bit different flavor. Yeah, maybe it's a creative project that you're really focused on this year. Maybe it's just creating more joy in your life or more fun or amusement or a vacation. Or maybe it's wellness. Maybe your intention this new year is to exercise more and eat better and get more sleep and just make yourself a priority. Or maybe it's just about playing with more emotions and or maybe creating a stronger connection between your higher self and great spirit, or even a stronger connection with your family or friends. Or maybe just creating, maybe you want to play with clairvoyance more. So it's an endless, the list is endless on what we want to work on. I just wanted to say hello to some of the things that you have probably been looking at for the new year. And now we're going to go ahead and say hello to a couple tools that we teach here at the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii. And one of those tools is a grounding cord. And it's just a mental image picture that we create. So this picture is actually a creation that connects at the first chakra and goes all the way to the very core of the earth. So it could be a beam of light. Yeah, awesome. I see some people are already grounding. Yeah, you can imagine a beam of light that surrounds that first chakra, your body, and falls all the way to the core of the earth, and it just connects you. It's kind of like a magnet. It magnetizes to your first chakra, and it falls to the core of the earth, and it magnetizes to the very core. Or it could be a waterfall. It could be a beautiful waterfall. Sometimes I like to use colorful waterfalls. Sometimes it's purple. You can get really creative with your grounding cords. Yeah, sometimes I like to play with elements. So I might use a huge cedar tree and then just imagine the wind, air flowing down through the leaves and going all the way to the very core of the earth. Nice. I'm just watching everyone say hello to their grounding, that ability to release and let go. And we have this thing called gravity. It helps us release. It helps us let go. Yeah. So just having that mental image picture connected at our first chakra allows us to start releasing. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, and so you can breathe, take some nice deep breaths. It's great when we come together in a group like this, lots of bodies. We get to release and let go, and it kind of intensifies when we come together as a group. Wow. And you can make that grounding cord nice and wide. You could put your hands out, your sides, and that grounding can be just as wide as your hands. Awesome. Woohoo! Nice. It could be silly too. You can have a grounding cord that's a banana or a whale's tail. Yeah. I see some of you playing with that a little bit. Yeah. Get creative. So we want to create new things. And sometimes we have these intentions to create new things, and then we get going and life gets busy and we kind of lose our focus. We kind of lose our space. And the next thing, we've kind of forgotten about it. Yeah, so tonight we're actually going to be releasing and letting go of some of the old stuff so that we can make more room for the new stuff. So we are going to just start releasing whatever we see or just whatever wants to come out of our space that's not ours. So remember, when we're connected and we're grounding, we are releasing anything that doesn't belong to us. Our energy stays in our own space. It belongs there. It feels good to have our own energy in our space. But other people's stuff, it doesn't really belong there. And it doesn't always necessarily feel great either. It might be heavy, uncomfortable. Yeah. Awesome. So right now we're just letting go and releasing. And you might be releasing the day's energies, conversations that you had. You might be releasing negative thoughts. Maybe you had a negative thought or two today that came up, or somebody else put a negative thought in your space. That can happen. So just again, say hello to that ability to ground and release, and give yourself lots of permission to let go. And you don't have to know what you're letting go of. Just give yourself permission to let go. It might be a belief system. Sometimes we have this belief that we can take care of our stuff after we've taken care of everybody else's stuff. That happens quite a bit. So we never get to our stuff because we're always working on other people's stuff. Yeah, that can happen too. So maybe you're letting go of somebody else's expectations or wants or needs because they're not yours. So you don't have to carry them in your space. Or they might even be somebody else's to-do list. Sometimes that'll happen. Where we, have other people's to-do list in our space. We feel responsible for that. Oh, nice. I'm really starting to see you guys release around, looks like the upper part of your auras, around your chest. Yeah. And each of the classes that we teach here, we really create our classes and meditations in the vibration of kindergarten. And that just allows everybody to be here. So if this is your first time grounding, that you've ever come together in a group to ground, that's awesome. And if you've grounded thousands of times, that's great too. We all have permission to be here wherever that is. We all have different paths, different journeys. So we're at different places. And again, take a couple nice deep breaths. Just release, to help you release. Awesome. Yeah, I'm also seeing some emotions coming out of people's faces. It looks like, sometimes we manage emotions. Anybody hanging on to an emotion of somebody else's so that they are not disappointed or upset or, sometimes we try to fix other people. And if someone gets upset with us, we try to handle their emotions, take them on. That's why I see some emotions coming out of people's faces. Nice. That's awesome. Wow. This is some big chunks coming out. Sometimes we release pain. There might be some pain in our space. Sometimes we hang on to our pain instead of letting it go for some silly reason. I think everybody does it. There might be some pain in your space that you're ready to release and let go. Awesome. And I see some around some of that pain. There might be a mistake or two that you've made. Anybody here made a mistake? And then went into judgment. And then was really harsh to themselves. You didn't do that right. You could have done that better. So this space, we've created it so that you can let go of some of those energies. Some for those judgments from other people or even from ourselves. When we judge ourselves harshly, we can let it go. We can forgive ourselves. We can forgive others. Yeah. And remember, when you're forgiving someone or you're letting go of that, you're not really saying to the other person that you agree with what they've done. What you're saying is, I'm ready to let it go and not let it burden me any longer. I don't agree with what you've done, but I'm ready to let it go and I'm ready to forgive. And maybe you're ready to forgive yourself. Yeah. Ooh, look at that energy moving. Awesome. Kathy, would you like to share? What are you seeing coming out of everyone's space? What are you noticing?
What I'm seeing is just like a lot of perfect pictures. I guess that's a good word for it. You know, or just what you said. Well, I didn't do this right. I screwed up there. Kind of like a guilt type energy. Yeah, I'm seeing that. They're just letting it go.
Awesome. Yeah, we do. We expect, we have really high expectations for ourselves. We expect ourselves to do everything perfect, and that's not real. That's how we learn. I think mistakes should be almost honored because it's how we grow. If you're afraid to make a mistake, it's almost you're afraid to grow. So just let go of any energies that you're ready to let go of so that you can create more, so you can create more for this year, 2023. Oh, wow. Yeah. It's pretty amazing what I'm watching. You guys are just doing an awesome job. There is a lot coming out. Super. So the next part of this meditation is I want you guys to put up a bubble. Because I wanted to say hello to an energy. Yeah, I wanted to say hello to an energy that can help you or assist you this year to help you create or manifest your creations. Yeah, and so that could come in all different types. So when you ask for assistance, you ask Great Spirit for help. It could come in any kind of form. It could be an angel. It could be a stone. It could be an herb. I like to use essential oils, so those are very helpful as well. It could be a flower. It could be an element or even a color. Yeah, it could just be red. You might see just red, the color red, or you might know that it's the color red. Or maybe you see a stone right now. So I invite you to put up a bubble and ask Great Spirit or your higher self to give you some assistance this year to help with your creations. Yeah, and let it appear in that bubble. And I'm just going to be kind of quiet for about a minute just so that you can just look at that. And you might see more than one guide or helper. Yeah, or it might just be a color. Awesome. some music. Somebody is bringing in music. So there's someone, yeah, that can use music to help them with their creation. That was really cool. Wow. There's a lot coming off. Let's refresh those grounding cords. So you can actually let your grounding cord just fall to the very core of the earth if you want to. Just let it go with that intention. And let's say hello to a nice present time grounding. And you might switch it up and use something brand new. Or maybe you liked using that beam of light. I see a yellow beam of light out there. Yeah, and just, I like to use beams of light sometimes just because they're really simple and they're easy for me to imagine. Just that yellow beam of light encompassing my body and that first chakra. You really want it connected to that first chakra. Might be connected to other chakras too, but especially that first chakra. And just see that light just grow to the very core of the earth. You might need to make it nice and wide, or you might need to take, somebody's using kind of a lava tube. Yeah, make it nice and wide. You can use something hollow. Sometimes it's easier for people to visualize something that's hollow, like a tree trunk or a water slide. Yeah, you can get really creative. Like, I think it was like in third grade when my teacher taught us that electrons and neutrons and protons are my desk was made of all those things and it was moving and I was looking at my desk going, I don't think so. Yeah, if you look at it small enough, yeah, it's moving. So energy moves through even solid masses. So you could even use a huge, giant carrot. Sometimes I like to use vegetables. And again, you want it connected at that first chakra. Yep. And you want to make it nice and wide. You want it to go all the way to the very core of the earth. Wow. That's awesome. Amazing. And just give yourself permission to let go of one more layer of energy that doesn't work for you. And we're going to say hello to another tool, but we can still be grounded and say hello to this next tool. And that grounding cord is still going to be attached to that first chakra, and you're still going to be releasing as we say hello to the next tool. And the next tool is a golden sun. So the two most important tools that we teach when we get started is that we release energy, especially energy that doesn't belong to us. And then we say hello to this beautiful golden sun, and we collect our energy back. And it's kind of a silly picture, but I have this picture that we're kind of like slugs. Because we, you know how slugs kind of leave a trail? And humans are kind of like that too. We go and we go to work and we go here and we go there. And everywhere we go, we kind of leave our energy. So it's a great habit to get into of collecting it back and having it with you so that you can be more present. Sometimes we get really spacey when our energy gets kind of scattered. And I'm sure that you know someone like that. Where the energy kind of gets scattered sometimes. And that could be you. Yeah. So we're going to put up a golden sun and just start collecting back our energy. And that golden sun kind of works like a magnet. It just starts to pull back energy, your energy, from wherever it's been. And maybe it's at work. You've been trying to figure something out at work. Or maybe in a conversation or family. Technology. Sometimes we have a lot of energy that we leave on our computers and those phones. Those amazing computers that we take everywhere and do all kinds of stuff with. Yes. So pull your energy back and let it go into that golden sun so that you can have it in the body. You could be more present and in the now. So yeah, you're just collecting your energy and just watching your energy come back. Ah, whew. Yeah. Awesome. And I love this picture of that sun. That sun is your energy. And you know how you go out into a sunny day and you just stand underneath the sun and you just feel the sun's rays on your skin, that warmth. That's what I want you to do now, is I want you to look up at the golden sun that you've created, that mental image picture. And I want you can reach up and bring that golden sun into your crown and just let it come on in, or you can pop a hole in your golden sun and just let your energy come right into the top of your crown so you can have it. And just really be present. What's it like to have more of your energy in your space? And just let that gold just pour in, your energy pour in. Yeah, woohoo! And the really cool thing about golden suns is they're free. They don't cost anything, so we can create another one. So with this golden sun, we're going to do the same thing. We're just going to bring back more of our essence, more of our energy from wherever. Yeah, from wherever it's been. Maybe it's at a game I have a tendency to leave my energy in vacation places, like places I go. And I enjoy being. So it's like, oh my goodness, I need to bring the energy back. Yeah. It might be a sunny place since it's the winter now. Maybe it's a sunny place. Yeah. Where did you leave your energy? And I would like you to go ahead and add some pictures to your golden sun. I like to put emojis sometimes, smiley faces for laughter, fun, amusement. Maybe there's a place that you want to put in there that just really makes you happy. Maybe a picture of yourself meditating. Yeah, just taking time to do something for yourself, because we don't always do that. Or put in your golden sun something that you love to do. Maybe it's going for a hike, or maybe it's just reading a good book. Or maybe there's a color that's just really present for you in this moment that you can put into your golden sun. Yeah. Awesome. Ooh, I see. Yeah, and you can let that golden sun get as big and bright as you want. It can get super big. And actually, you can duplicate that golden sun. You can make 10 of those golden suns above your crown, full of your essence and your energy and whatever you put inside that golden sun. And then just reach up and grab those golden suns and bring them right into your crown. Just allowing yourself to have that energy again. And you can look up at those golden suns and just really feel that energy coming into the body. You can see that energy coming into your body. That's awesome. Yeah, and these are two tools that you can use anytime. Even at work, taking a 5-minute break. Oh, I'm going to get grounded. Oh, I'm going to bring my energy back. Yeah, awesome. Take another deep breath and just, I see some more gold coming in. Just allow that gold just to fill you in with your essence, your energy. And it's crazy. It's already 7:30, so our 30 minutes is up already. But before you go, I just want to make a couple announcements. There is a January Aura Energy Healing Clinic this Saturday, but I believe it's full, so you can't get into it. But we have one every month. So check it out if you're interested. And we have a new Clairvoyant 101 that had just began this morning. So if anybody's interested in starting the Clairvoyant 101 program, you'd actually get the download for it for this week because it was this morning, but you can still take the Clairvoyant 101 class, and next week you just join the class. It's at 9 a.m. on Wednesday mornings, and that's 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that is for 6 weeks. Yeah, awesome. Well, that looks really great. You guys look really great. I just want to close with a prayer. Thank you, Great Spirit and Great Mother, for assisting us today and in this meditation and helping us let go. Let go and release energies that do not serve us anymore. We are blessed. Please continue to help us release and remind us that we're not alone on this journey. Yeah, give us a little push sometimes because we need it. Yes. And thank you again. And everyone have a great night and take care. And if you have any questions at all, you can stay after and I'll answer them if I can. And yeah, have a beautiful night, day, morning. Bye, everyone. Thank you for coming in again. It's been great.